There were demonstrations throughout the country, but there were more police out than citizens because the government has flooded areas they expected demonstrations with police. And unfortunately, this illegitimate government despises the poor. So they sent officers in plain clothes to poor areas like Mathare, where they have shot people, Kibera, where they have shot people. And those people were shot in their living environment, in the informal settlements where they live. If you contrast that with the upmarket estates, where there's no presence of police officers, that's indication of the disdain they have of poor people.
Madam, in the first place, you said this illegitimate government, but there was an election. Why you call the government illegitimate?
Because we know that they didn't win. We received credible information from the whistleblower. We have asked them to let there be an audit of the 2022 elections pursuant to Article 88 of our Constitution. They refuse. They are curtailing on people's rights. That makes them illegitimate.
So the question I have, and I'm sure many other Kenyans, is that why the demonstrations? Why?
I don't think many Kenyans have that question. It's you who is asking as a correspondent. It is Kenyans who are coming out, and you have seen them coming out in large numbers, prompting the government to bring out the police because they don't want people to express their voice. People are oppressed by the rising cost of living without any mitigating measures to cushion them. The oppressive and punitive tax law, which polls showed people overwhelmingly rejected, but which with impunity, the Ruto-controlled parliament, not controlled by numbers, but controlled by inducements, showing contempt to the people's views. So it is Kenyans. These demonstrations now have gone organic.
Madam, what do you say to President Ruto? Because President Ruto says that you and your running mate, Mr. Odinga, you are trying to gain power through unconstitutional means.
Cost of living has nothing to do with gaining power. I don't know why he's becoming incoherent, because the issues today about cost of living, and even if one of the issues is about audit of 2022 elections, the audit is provided for by the Constitution. If the audit shows he stole elections, then it means he's not a legitimate president. And if it is found that we won, then we would be coming to power through legitimate means. We have not sought to use anything outside the Constitution. We have abided by all constitutional dictates.
Before I let you go, madam, I understand that this is a three-day protest, but I'm looking at a headline that said Mr. Odinga tells supporters to end protest.
Mr. Odinga hasn't. In fact, under his instructions, I have issued a statement just now, and I'm going to forward to you, telling protesters to rest and tomorrow to continue.
So there will be more protests on Thursday?
If the people of Kenya decide, but as leaders, we are encouraging them to continue exercising their rights, to make their voice heard in the manner the Constitution of Kenya provides.
Madam, thank you so much again. Always a pleasure.
Karibu.